up in Niagara County, we do have a winter storm warning in effect for you guys. We're looking at totals potentially 4 to 8 inches. The higher end of that range is going to be basically the farther inland you get from Lake Ontario.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is this it after that? I mean, I'm not asking for permanently over the spring, but I mean, this isn't supposed to be followed by anything, right? Temperatures will at least go back to seasonable temperatures?
We will be warming up through the week. We're not going to be seeing any big warm-ups like what we've been used to of late. We will, but we will be moderating somewhat. You know, by midweek, we'll be looking at temperatures running in upper 40s to low 50s. So it's still about 10 degrees below normal, but it's not freezing either.
Is there a lot of wind with these? I mean, that's always the problem is when we get that snow and it's blowing. But I'm assuming because it's wet and it doesn't look like there's as much wind that it shouldn't be as dangerous as, you know, blizzard-like conditions.
You know, we're not necessarily quite as concerned with that. It is going to be pretty windy, though. I mean, we're looking at winds generally 20 to 30 miles per hour across Niagara County, particularly as this low draws farther north and closer to the area this afternoon. You know, with the snow falling, it's still going to produce reduced visibilities, but the main hazard we're really worried about with this is this heavy wet snow that's going to be falling, and as you know, some of the trees have started to leaf out already, and with that wet snow accumulating on that, there's potential for falling limbs, and that could create local power outages.